Test 73, Section 2, Question 19. And this one says, which of the following, if true, would most weaken the argument? So we want to hurt the argument the most. And it says, a carved flint object depicting stylized human head with an open mouth was found in a stone tomb in Ireland. So we found this stylized head on the top of an object. Some archaeologists believe the object was a weapon, head of a warrior's mace, but it's too small. So they thought it was a weapon, but it's too small. Because of its size and the fact that an open mouth symbolizes speaking, the object was probably the head of a speaking staff, a communal object passed around a small assembly to indicate who has the right to speak. So it was basically like the conscience. Who has the staff, that's their turn to speak. So the conclusion is, it was a speaking staff, this object, a communal object passed around. And the evidence is just, it's small and it has an open mouth. So that's the idea. So we want something that would weaken the argument. And it's going to say, no, it wasn't a speaking staff that said who had the right to talk. The tomb in which the object was found did not contain any other objects that might have been weapons. If anything, that would kind of strengthen, because it would say, yeah, it's probably not a weapon. But at the same time, it doesn't really say whether or not it was or wasn't a speaking staff. Communal objects were normally passed from one generation to the next in Stone Age Ireland. Now, this one would weaken a little bit, but barely. And the reason that it would weaken is it would say it was usually passed down from generation to generation. So it would seem weird that it would be found in a tomb. Because why would you bury it in that tomb? So maybe. Everything else would have to be bad. The object was carved with an artistry that was rare in Stone Age Ireland. Well, but that doesn't say whether or not it is or isn't a speaking staff. The tomb in which the object was found was that of a politically prominent person. If anything, that would kind of strengthen the idea that says that it could be political, and it definitely doesn't hurt. A speaking staff with a stone head is thought to symbolize a warrior's mace. Well, it would symbolize a mace, but it wouldn't be a mace. And so, therefore, that doesn't really weaken it. And so B is our best answer. Not because it's good, but just because none of the others could even be perceived as weakening the answer. And B weakens by just suggesting it would be odd for a communal object that's normally passed down from one generation to the next to be found in a tomb.